recess. The next order of bid for the commission is bid opening for rock drilling. Randy?
We'd ask to go out for bid for rock drilling on to drill some holes for guardrail post, specifically along Moore Bend Road to strengthen a section of guardrail. We have received three bids. First bid is from James H. Drew Corporation. Their price per hole, $62. Total price, and this was on basically 50 holes is what I asked, approximately $3,100.
Tell me again where that's at, where you're looking, where in the county?
This is on Moore Bend Road in Cedar Creek.
Okay.
They really sealed this one.
Karnak said.
I'm looking for a name.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. L&D Rock Drilling Incorporated. They're from Crane, Missouri. Their price per hole, $450. No total price.
Wow.
$450 per hole? Okay.
How deep they going? Does that...
Well, I had in the big specs, it would be approximately 3 foot per hole, estimated.
Okay. That's $22,500 for those one day. Strap like that to 50 holes.
The third bid I received is from Southern Construction Company. Price per hole, $660. Price per foot, $165. Total price, $33,000 for 50 holes, 4 foot deep.
Let me look at the bid from James H. Drew Corporation.
I'd like to see that first bid over again, too. Do you have any more bids, Randy?
No, that's it.
What was it, James A. Wood, is that right?
James H. Drew.
James H. Drew.
And they're from Crane?
No.
No, this L&D. Second bid was from Crane.
Sedalia. James A. Drew's from Sedalia.
Now, are they required to have been bonded, all those things, too?
Yeah. And it states that in the bid specs, insured.
Did
this Drew company, they do a lot of guardrail work for MoDOT.
Do they?
So they're around the area. They've done a lot of this around Forsyth area, so.
All right.
Rock drilling is approximately 50 holes, 12-inch diameter, 4 feet in depth, for guardrail post installation.
I've actually talked to all three of these companies, so they were well up to speed in what we were asking for and what we were trying to accomplish here.
Randy, why the disparity again? Why would one company bid 10 times as much as the other? I don't.
We've never asked for this to be done, and they're not set up to actually perform this type of work. The one bid I have, they can't meet that 12-inch minimum. They have to drill an 18-inch diameter hole. The other company is using a different piece of equipment. It would be the first time he's tried this type of work. They're normally set up to drill for blasting, like in quarries and whatnot. So this be something. They're just searching for work to kind of fill in some where work's missing, I'd say. I don't know, but now this one company, that's actually what they do when they encounter rock in this type of situation, because they're set up to install this particular product.
So the fact that they may have to drill through solid rock is no difference. It's going to be $62.
No different than what they normally do every day if they're installing guardrail elsewhere. So.
Do you want, so Randy, with what you're saying and their experience, you're comfortable with their bid then?
Yeah.
And it doesn't surprise you that their price is so cheap?
No, it doesn't at all. And in fact, I'd like to make a recommendation that we go with the James H. Drew company on this specific job.
I move that we authorize James H. Drew as the award. I guess I should say we award the rock drilling bid to James H. Drew.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to award the rock drilling bid to James H. Drew.
Is that incorporated?
Corporation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. And Randy, you're going to get back to us with this other information, hopefully, shortly.
Yes, we're going to go review them now and we will.
Let me give this one back to you. And Ron, you're going to go with him too. Okay, thank you.
Randy, do you do send letters of appreciation for the bidders for bidding?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
And I have a copy. Gentlemen, let's take up the next order of business, which is the transfer station flood waiver.
That was something I just posted. There was some, we didn't finish it on Thursday, and there was, I wouldn't say confusion, but we just needed to discuss it further. On July 1st, the flood waiver at the transfer station expired, and we have residents still tearing down and doing destruction on their houses, mostly because they're kind of waiting to see what the county was going to do. I know, for example, one house is being torn down right now, and they're trying to understand from a bid perspective, should they be charged, are we going to waive any more fees going forward? But it was more of a discussion from the transfer station people, personnel not knowing, so I thought we just needed to have a discussion and be done with it.
If they wait to tear down, is it something that would be figured into the cost-benefit analysis and therefore reimbursable by FEMA?
Depends. Some of these people are tearing down and rebuilding on silts, and they're going through the buyout. I mean, I think we're going to see it's a case-by-case basis. This particular case, if I'm understanding correctly from the request, it was a person's house that was destroyed in Alexander Park. They're going to build it back up on stilts.
Well, I guess my question of asking that then is because I know that if they accept, there's some $30,000 per house.
ICC.
That's allowable.
Mm-hmm.
Could not this expense come out of that money?
Well, I'm sure it could.
Because when you're talking an entire house, you're talking a huge expense that we're picking up at the transfer station, I think.
I would think so. Danny, if you can remind me here, because that Declaration 1980 has been closed, we can't charge you more against it. Is that correct?
Right, and that's the problem we've got with this extending this out. If I'm not mistaken, we already extended 1 month, and we had an extension, and we extended for
till the end of June.
Till the end of June, and didn't use a monthly date on it as a month. But that in itself, with the closing of the 1980 number on the event, I'm not sure that it's in our best interest to extend the date again.
Okay.
What I'm wondering is, Jim, is if it's not along the same lines that Ron's talking about, is there's phases of this, and one of them is demolition that
right.
occurs.
No, I think they're just, I think they were trying to maximize their money.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a homeowner in that situation, I'd probably see if
yeah,
the same thing. So, and I have no issues with it. I just want to make sure we discussed it so that we all agreed that we're not extending it mostly because we're not able to charge back against the declaration anymore.
Right, right. And I understand that. And that I thought when I seen your transfer deal, and that wasn't posted this way the first time. It
right.
was posted transfer station something.
Right.
And I thought you were talking about the need that they had out there for a repair on a truck.
They had
a phone call on that, and I thought that's what this was. But until we have more clarification on how we're going to proceed, I myself don't think would, and with the number being closed on this event, I don't think I would want to take on this.
I don't want to take on the debt.
That's quite a bit on a big, big home.
Well, it'd be multiple truckloads. I mean,
and it ties up our other vehicle also. I mean, our other use of the transfer station.
Right. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we discussed it.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a place in the county that we could establish as like a burn zone where materials could be hauled. I know that Joplin certainly did that when our guys were hauling.
Right.
Brush and materials to a site specific that was set up as a burn zone.
Well, I know that. I mean, just food for if anybody's listening. I know that multiple fire departments are always looking for test sites to burn and they could burn it on site if they wanted to. I mean, so I would encourage anybody listening that they should talk to their local fire department if it's the city or the different districts and just see if there's
an opportunity for them to have a controlled burn at their structure.
Right.
If they're going to destroy it. So.
I think there's several things for us to look at, and that would be one of them, Jim, and that's the reason I wouldn't want to extend this plan.
Sure. That was the extent of that, sir.
When we have our... we're going to have agenda discussions on Thursday morning, Jillian.
8:30?
At 8:30, sir.
We need to add to that for a reminder regarding I've lost my verbiage. Homes that were substantially damaged compared to homes that are non-substantially damaged.
We only had 30 minutes.
We'll do it on the following Monday. That's probably much wiser.
We got more time on Monday. I mean, we've already got three things.
Based on our discussions that we had on Thursday, you're right, we've got that space already filled. But I thought it was important enough for us to clarify or make some decisions on where we want to head. So let's talk about that on Monday, or do you want?
I guess I don't know what we're talking about.
Did you get a copy for me of Jim's motion from last week, or do you have it there?
I probably have it, yeah.
Okay, actually, I had not received. I was going to get a hold of Lynn.
The clerk's office.
Right. The draft had not been sent as of yet,
I know,
sir.
What we did is through the motion, we approved the county getting involved in the grants application process.
Right.
I want us to define whether or not we're going to do that for non-substantial and or substantially damaged homes, or both. If we're going to do separate applications, if we're going to do a combined application, if we're only going to do an application for substantially damaged. I just think that we need to, and we're not posted to go into the discussion about it, but on Thursday morning, when we do agenda review, if you'll remind me, I'll bring that up then, and we can talk about it for the following week.
At 8:30?
Yeah.
I thought we had some discussion.
Just whether or not we're going to set it. And do we have a presentation at 10 o'clock on this mid-year insurance update, Jillian?
I can pull it up on the calendar. I believe that's what it was.
I see that Vicki Rice requested it.
Okay.
But it doesn't state if there's a PowerPoint or a presentation.
John Akers is also going to be here, so I assume they're going to give us some handouts. It's probably in relationship to the emails we got last week regarding where we stood mid-year with our claim history. So I'm sure that they're probably going to give us a little bit more specific. Do we want to recess till 10 o'clock then? I guess we...
Jim, on the other deal that I thought was being reposted, we need to have a discussion about that next Monday also. It actually needs to be before then.
About what, a vehicle? Needs to be...
The truck repair at the transfer station. We've got a bad situation out there with the vehicle, so can we do it in an emergency type deal?
My understanding was that they were just making repairs as necessary. That thing's got plenty of funds, and if they needed to replace the vehicle, they were going to come to us. But if they're just repairing it, we have funds, and the mechanics were making the calls on a case-by-case basis.
They already got a price. The call I got, they got a price to repair.
They're
having to unload one of those deals and taking up a lot of time.
No, they need to just go ahead and get our mechanics to repair it.
I think it's just be sent off. It's on the track.
Right. Okay. Well, my thought is that since we can approve it through the accounts payable process, I don't remember how much was the dollar figure.
$1,940.
So we need three verbal.
Like
we need three bids. It's not single source, I don't think.
I believe it is. I believe it's single source.
Is it single source?
On that it's on that particular style of trailer.
Okay.
Well, it's a track deal that unloads it.
What we can do is get with Mr. Erickson to write up a single source document, and it can just be ordered and repaired.
Yeah. The thing was, is I thought that was what was on there until I seen this transfer station.
Yeah. What we said when we made our changes in our road and bridge administrator,
We just said the repairs would make, just go forward with the repairs, and if you need to replace, you know, or if the dollar figure was over 5,000, we had to come back for bids. But this, I just assumed, was just going to be repaired and gone on.
Well, I got a call on Friday wanting to know if we would do something about it, so.
Guys, let's consider. Now, maybe we will after the month of BOE. This is another great example of how work sessions could have a liaison.
Sure.
Bring that information to the commission and work sessions and expedite the process.
It should have been done. Friday, whoever the liaison could have said, just repair it. Because that's what we're saying. Do you want...
Guys, let's stand in recess until 10 o'clock. Is that all right?
Yep,
gentlemen.
Yeah.
We will stand in recess until 10 a.m.